When William Pastille thinks about the kinds of weapons you need to fight battles and win wars, he doesn't think about howitzer shells and nuclear bombs. He thinks about knowledge. Pastille teaches at St. John's College in Annapolis, Maryland. And a few weeks ago, the senior class of 98 asked him to do something he's never done before, speak at the college graduation. It was an unusual opportunity for the students because St. John's teachers use the Socratic method. They draw out the students' views by constantly asking them questions, but almost never offering their own professorial opinions. But on this occasion, the graduation, Pastille finally told the students what he thinks about their college education and its risks. Here's an excerpt of that essay, which William Pastille read for us in our studio.
We, your teachers and mentors, have convinced you of a great falsehood, that knowledge is an unqualified good. It is no such thing. For insofar as knowledge is power, it corrupts as power corrupts. And insofar as it is taken to be an unqualified good, it corrupts surreptitiously. Knowledge can ally itself with the slightest weakness of character and with any unexamined prejudice. Egotism, above all, joins readily with knowledge, leading us to believe that no one is quite as intelligent as we, and to conclude that everyone needs to be inoculated with ample doses of our own personal wisdom. You have witnessed something of this here in the classroom whenever I or my colleagues have used our knowledge as an unfair advantage to attain a position of power in discussion or maintain a tenor of authority. Such behavior clearly generates estrangement and disaffection, scattering seeds of strife about the world. And yet I fear that some of you admire the ability to wield knowledge as a form of power and are planning to master the skill through further schooling. I hope all of you understand that having and using such a skill is not worth the risk of planting a single seed of strife in a single human soul. The doctrine that knowledge is an unqualified good has precluded your seeking out the one force able to free knowledge from the dominion of strife. Only love can conquer strife. Only love can render knowledge harmless. But love requires the courage to hazard sentimentality, for the harm done by sentimentality is very light compared to the harm done by fear of sentimentality. Love requires us to feel deeply and to be carried away by feeling. Fortunately, there is always nearby one thing, the present moment, with which we can practice our ability to love. If we can learn to love the now, as Penelope loved Odysseus, as Dante loved Beatrice, as you loved when you first fell madly in love, then your knowledge will work no injury, nor will the seeds of strife take root in your soul, and the failings of your teachers and mentors will be redeemed. For love makes all hurt as though it had not been. At every moment, life demands that we choose between love and strife. For the sake of the world in which you were raised, for your own sakes, and for the sake of the world to come, which you will help to fashion, please, 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 choose love.
Tutor William Pastille of St. John's College in Annapolis, Maryland, reading part of his commencement address to the class of 1998.